Yo, what's going on? It's your homie Brian.
It's John.
John, my guy, what is going on this day, sir?
On this beautiful Easter Sunday, sir. Nothing much. Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter to you too, my friend.
Yeah, not much on this end, sir. How's everything with you?
Cool, man. You know, chilling with the homie right now, you know, talking some games, you know what I'm saying?
Rolling with the homie. Remember rolling with the homies? Did you see Clueless?
No, I did not see Clueless, sir.
What? So we have to change that. But anyway, no, it was a Coolio song on Clueless called Rolling with the Homies, and that just triggered that memory when you said catching up. But anyway, Coolio. Episode 89, sir.
Rest in peace, sir.
Sir, yeah, he did pass away.
Yeah. About that.
Damn. R.I.P. Coolio.
Yeah, but my bad, episode 89, yeah.
Got a little morbid for a second.
Yeah, dude, my apologies, so folks listening to the show.
But I did catch anything. I caught a movie it's fast. Yesterday, I caught a movie, and you saw this movie too. We'll be talking about that later on in the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Before all that, since you know, how's work been treating you? How's all that good stuff?
Ah, man, you know, I appreciate the day off, you know.
Always.
So that's how that is, sir. You know?
Say less. I'm feeling. But let me ask you this, sir.
Sir.
Just get right into it. What you been playing all day, brother?
Sir, man. So, you know, I've been, you know, in my Nintendo Switch.
Same family, yeah.
Yeah. I've been in there, man. You know, I purchased another game, but but as you know, I've been playing Crisis Core.
Yeah.
And because I've been playing Crisis Core, I've kind of been on like this, you know, Final Fantasy kick, you know.
Yeah.
Still playing Theater Rhythm. And also I started playing Remake again on the old PlayStation 5, sir.
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 How's it play on the 5?
Sir, it looks gorgeous.
I'm sure.
It looks amazing. Part of that is probably because I've been staring at a Switch screen, and it uses, you know, I believe it uses a similar engine, to Remake. I believe they have the same engine. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, Crisis Core. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gorgeous, man. So I'm about 4 hours in.
Are you going to go all the way this time?
Yes, I am going to beat it this time. Good. Yeah. Also, I will beat Crisis Core as well.
Oh shit.
So yeah, I've just kind of been geeking out on Final Fantasy a little bit. Super excited for 16, as we've been talking about, you know, on the show here, All Day I Play Radio, you know.
Now, is that what got you into these Final Fantasy games? The release 16? Of 16? Yeah.
No, I just really wanted to play Crisis Core. That was the biggest thing. And it was like, okay, I was going on that trip, you know, for work. So I just really was really feeling the Final Fantasy vibes. And then, you know, the more you and I talked about 16, I was just like, yo, yeah. Final Fantasy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of like really geeked about 16. I'm trying to not like look at anything at all. I watched a video the other day, but man, I just want to get in there and it, cause it looks real clean. Like I think the video I was watching was showing like the different areas. My goodness, bro. My goodness, bro.
I'm so excited for that game. So you need to play like, dude, are you gonna play any of the other ones or is this that it are those two it? Are you gonna go and play like,
bro, you sent me, you know, was it you that sent me or was it something I read? I think you had sent me something about the original ones, like
Yeah, they got remade. Yeah. Pixel remasters. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was looking at those and I was like, damn, am I going to do this? I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can, you know, the graphics, you know, the drastic, you know.
I mean, yeah, it could be jarring going from what you're at to back there. But did you play Octopath at all?
Yes.
How were you digging that? It's the same.
It was cool.
The plane is different, of course.
Yeah, but Octopath has, you know, a little bit more engaging combat, you know, versus I'd imagine those older Final Fantasies, more than likely, because you played them all, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so. And I know they, like, re-released it on the phone as well.
That's what I played them on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I played 4, 5, and 6 on the phone. Well, you know, I had my iPad, too, so it was like, you can go back and forth. When I was like at work on my way to work at that time, I would play it on my phone. When I got home, I played it on the iPad.
But didn't they redo the graphics on those?
Yeah, they remastered them. Yeah.
So is this still going to be the same thing that these pixel ones are, or are these just going to be pixel remasters?
They're just pixel remasters. Okay. Yeah, I think they just did 4, 5, and 6 recently. But 6 is a masterpiece. If you play any of them, play 6. 6 is a commitment, though.
Yeah.
It is a commitment.
Why do you say this, sir?
The story, the characters. I never played a game. See, Bob kept me going a whole Final Fantasy review here. No, but Final Fantasy 6, like, I've never played a game where all of the characters could potentially be a protagonist. The story's rich. The gameplay is great. It's a lot of reading. There's no talking whatsoever. Yeah, it was back then. So
yeah, it was. I'm playing something else though that came out recently, but still doesn't have any voice acting.
Oh,
and that is I got my daughter Pokemon Violet for Christmas,
nice. And
you know, she'd been kicking around with it a little bit, but more so playing Kirby. I got her Kirby as well.
You said she's killing that, right?
Yeah, she's killing Kirby. Like, I never see her playing it, so I was like surprised when I was like, let me see your progress. And she's very much in that game. So I got her Pokemon Violet, you know, in hopes that she would, you know, start to play an RPG kind of early. And so she, you know, she didn't play much of it, but you know, I told her today, I was like, I'm gonna download it because we can play co-op. So she was like super excited, so she started a game all over, and but then she just kept putting it down, and I was just like, gotta get to the place where we could play co-op, like, keep going.
Oh yeah, you still have to go to like a certain area or something.
Yeah,
still
I'm guessing, you know. I know you can roll with like 4 people, so
for real,
I might get it from my oldest as well, and we might roll through that joint, you know what I'm saying, as a squad, catching some Pokemons, you know,
trio,
you know, just going and trying to find, you know, like going on adventures to find specific Pokemons.
Dude, I couldn't tell you what Pokemon are out right now. I haven't played a Pokemon since Emerald, I think.
Damn.
It's been a while. I don't know how many Pokemon they got now. Like, I stopped when it was like 250 or whatever. Like,
I tried so many times to get into, you know, on Game Boy and Game Boy Advance, DS, 3DS. And I just could never get into it. So hopefully, you know, with the graphical update and, you know, kind of more modernized open world, you know, I'll last a lot longer. But like, you know, I was playing it and it was whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just like collecting Pokemon and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not really challenging.
You still trade like within the games? Like, does like, what do you say? You have Sapphire and what was the other one?
So I have Scarlet and my daughter has Violet. So
Violet,
you know, I wanted to do that so, you know, we could trade Pokemon back and forth.
Okay.
I just really want, you know, I want to have this experience with my kids that they have, like when they play like Roblox and stuff. And it's kind of hard to find It's kind of hard to find a game, you know, where we all, you know, can, you know, the map is huge, bro. Like, I was like, yo, this is massive. Yeah. Like, I want to go on adventures to find, you know, difficult to find Pokemon with my kids, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do that. That would be cool. Man,
that would be. Really, are you going to look up like a guide, or are you just going to wing it?
I don't know. Probably just going to wing it for now, and then, you know, just kind of see what my daughters want to do, or my daughter wants to do. Because I imagine I can't really, like I can tell her, like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, but I don't want to, like, be like, we have to do this, we have to do that.
Right, okay.
Like, she's really good, you know, at, you know, understanding, like, oh, people say to, you know, you could do this in this game or whatever like that, but I don't know. I just kind of want to have fun. I don't want to really want it to, you know, be super
like work
rigid. Yeah. So, yeah, bro. So,
well, I'm glad you are like just walking back into Nintendo world. Thank you, bro, sir.
You know, I told you, you know, I guess that was today. I was talking to you earlier. I feel like I'm back, dog. I feel like I'm back. Feel like the SNES days, man, you know.
It's been like a progression with you as well, so it's like every week you're like in more and more amped for certain things, especially with what we saw this past weekend.
Oh yeah, bro.
Dude,
you know,
we saw the Super Mario Brothers movie this weekend. I saw it yesterday. You saw it today's Sunday, so you saw it
I saw it Friday.
Yeah, yes,
I saw it day before you saw it. Yeah,
bro, oh good. You bro, know, like,
so good,
my expectations were met, but we're gonna briefly talk about it today. You know, spoiler free is still fresh. A lot of people still haven't seen it. We highly recommend it, first of all. But you know, we're just gonna touch on some things that caught our eye. You know, what we appreciated in the movie. First of all, like, how did you feel about the cast, sir?
Man, you know, when we first sat down and, you know, Princess Peach started speaking, you know, my daughter was like, I don't like the voice actors. And I was like, you don't? I was like, I feel like they're fine. Like, I feel like this is, you know, a great, you know, selection of talented actors and actresses, you know, pulling this off, which, you know, even Chris Pratt, I thought was perfect. Like, I thought,
I owe him an apology because I was one of the many people shitting on the possibility of what he might sound like. He did a really good job. Yeah, I was fully disrespecting him. He did a really good job, bro.
He did a great job.
I can't say much. It wasn't and I see why they didn't show his dialogue too much in the trailers and everything. You realize you saw everybody talking around him.
Yeah,
but he'll say like one or two little things. He did a really good job. They made it sound really modern. Him and Luigi, Charlie Day killed it. Charlie Day can do no wrong in my eyes. That's Luigi.
That was Luigi. Charlie Day was Luigi. Yeah, I didn't even know. My daughter was super excited for Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
like before we got to the movie, she's like, "We're gonna go see Seth Rogen," and I was like, "Yeah, we are."
Yeah. He did a good job too. You know, he didn't really add much
to him, but he did what he had to do. Yeah, I feel like he was in the lane of how they had the character, you know. It was totally Mario's show, you know, so you know what I mean? That was my guy right there, you know. So I you know, when I told you that I saw it, I didn't wanna like tell you like, yo, I loved it, because I didn't want to set like any expectation. I wanted you to just go into it, you know, with whatever expectation you already had. And I didn't want to like, and sorry for those that are listening, sorry for setting an expectation for you. But that's what we do. We talk about games and stuff like that. And if, you know, it's movie game
or if
game
the movie. Listeners' expectations were anything like mine, they will be satisfied, because mine's were already high. I could tell you were trying to withhold something. You'd be like, just go see it, you know. I was like, oh yeah, he liked it. So,
no, yeah, but I told like, you, dude, I told you, like, I would buy it,
bro. I would see it again, honestly. Yeah. It wasn't too long.
No, not at all.
What was it, like 95 minutes?
I want to see it. I want to see it in 3D.
Yeah. I don't like that gimmick. I'm like, I'm sorry. It was like, I saw a couple scenes where I'm like, oh, that would have looked cool in 3D. It was like one part where Bowser reached out his hand. I'm like, oh, okay, that would look cool. Speaking of which, Jack Black, we don't need to say anything, right?
Nah, don't say nothing.
Yeah. Killed it.
Yeah, Jack Black was, Jack Black was perfect. Like everything was just so on point. You know what I mean? Like, everything was just like, you know, there wasn't too much of anything. Like the beginning was a little slow, you know.
I didn't think so.
Nah.
Well,
I guess I was just ready for them to, you know what I'm saying,
get into it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know, the music, bro. Like, so many just callbacks to, you know, the nostalgia of the music of, you know, Mario Brothers over, you know, the course of what, 30, almost 40 years, you know. It's just like, this is like every little beat and every little melody in the background when, you know, it's not necessarily like this popping scene, you know, but just just like a steady, just, you know, dialogue scene and moving the plot along. Like, just the music was just perfect for
the tones were set so well for that. Even like when, I'm not gonna say who, but like, even when like somebody was talking, like somebody was playing on the piano, a certain you know what I'm talking, you know, like, you know it when you heard it. I'm like, oh, that was cool. And it set the tone of the scene, bro. I can't say enough good things about that movie.
And it was cool for me to like be 40 years old and have my daughters there with me and being like, dang, man, like, this character who's from, you know, 1985 when I was 2 years old, you know, I have so much history with him. You know, my kids love Mario, you know, and you know, they're you know, starting their history with him and, you know, those characters. And it's just like, this, bro, I couldn't stop smiling the entirety of the movie, dog.
Yeah, like,
the whole time I was laughing.
Me too. Well, not the whole time, because I went by myself. I didn't want to look like a psychopath. But yeah, like, I, for majority of the movie, yeah, I was like chuckling. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was. There were some parts where it would just catch you off guard. Just
be like, so many Easter eggs were in that movie, especially if you're a Nintendo fan.
Yeah.
You know, just as a gamer, period, you'd be like, oh, that's that. It was like at least one Easter egg per scene that I was like, oh, that was cool that they threw that in there. Or that person's there, or, you know. And stay after the credits, folks. They marveled it. Yeah,
they did. So, yeah. There's two.
Two, yeah. The mid credits and the post credits. So.
Yeah. My favorite Easter egg was the restaurant. And it had pictures inside.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That, like, that was the opening scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
And I was like, about to say, what are their names?
Right. And I like wanted to tell my daughter, but like, she wouldn't have known. So I was just, she like, wouldn't know. All right. We're locked in again. Let's go.
I mean, he's on Smash. I mean,
yeah, she doesn't play that though.
Oh God.
Nah.
No. I wish you just get into that game, bro. Oh yeah, they canceled. Did we talk about this? The multiverse got canceled. Like, it's done.
Yo, what is that game called?
The Multiverses, right?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're like shutting that down, or at least suspending it or something like that.
I mean, are you surprised? Like, you know, these free-to-play games, man, these games as a service where, you know, you basically get the user hooked on, you know, the gameplay gimmick and you bleed them dry of their wallet, and you can't, like, most people can't afford to play more than one of those at a time. So you can't come out with like 40,000 of them, expect them to live, because no, like, okay, if I'm, you know, a gamer that's playing a lot with my friends and stuff like that, like I'm going to be playing what my friends are playing, you know, I'm not going to necessarily be jumping around from free-to-play game to free-to-play game, free-to-play game.
Right.
You know, buying battle passes and all this other shit. Left, right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's expensive.
It's super expensive. It's
another bill.
Yeah. Again, which is why I'm happy about Redfall. So we'll see how that is next month, this month, later this month. I believe that's
yeah, that's on Game Pass too, right?
Yeah, yeah. That and Exo Primal, sir. So
yeah. Judging by this article that we're about to get into, might be some PlayStation users playing them. So apparently Microsoft users, Microsoft monthly users are also PlayStation users. I mean,
yes.
I thought that was a redundant headline, but this is from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and this isn't the only place reporting this. This is where we got our excerpt from.
Yes.
You know, it states, surprising, despite having fewer consoles in the market, Microsoft has more MAUs than Sony. According to Ampere analysis, between September 22 to February 23, Sony overtook Microsoft only once, and it was around the time God of War Ragnarok released. Does it surprise you that most people have multiple?
Well, I mean, I think it really comes down to, you know, and when John says MAU, you know, that stands for monthly active users. So, you know, if you read the article further, you know, it talks about, you know, games such as like Minecraft, which, you know, that's a Microsoft game, you know, and it's everywhere. It's even on PlayStation. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? So even though you're playing it on a PlayStation, you're still playing it through Microsoft server, you know? So I'll read this. It says, in a statement to IGN, analyst Piers Harding Rolls revealed that this is because a large number of PlayStation players are playing Minecraft, which is owned by Microsoft. Apparently 35% of users playing Microsoft games, which includes acquired properties, are actually on PlayStation. So 35% of Microsoft users are on PlayStation. That's a lot. And you know, so if they buy Activision Blizzard, if this goes through, you know, think of like Overwatch, Call of Duty, then they would be taking a lot larger of a percentage, you know. So, you know, this is, I guess, their way to play, you know, to infect from within, you know. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, bro. It's wild to me.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, that was just like, that headline threw me off for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it does kind of, it's kind of confusing because it doesn't make sense, because you're like, wait, what?
You know, and this Sony's throwing their hat in the ring because they said they might acquire, they'll
that's a rumor,
acquire Take-Two to, if Microsoft acquires Activision.
Man, that would be crazy. That would be, you know. Like, if this happens, you know, and this is a rumor, you know, so who knows if there's any truth to it, which a lot of times there is possible truth to it. It's not the first time I've seen it or heard it. But yeah, Sony buying Take-Two would be crazy. You know, that's Grand Theft Auto, you know, all the Rockstar properties.
BioShock.
Yeah.
All the 2K games,
like 2K, NBA 2K, Wrestling 2K,
Wrestling 2K. You made it sound like a Nintendo game.
It does sound like a Nintendo game, though.
No, but that will be crazy. Like, and it's just gonna, but would that help them though? Like, in the,
I mean, like, I feel like Sony would take Grand Theft Auto away, you know, and I feel like that would be kind of counter to, the way that game sells copies, you know, like that game sells millions upon millions of copies. So maybe they probably wouldn't take it off of Xbox, you know. It definitely wouldn't be on Game Pass, that's for sure. But I don't think it would be on Game Pass either way if it wasn't owned by Sony. It says the acquisition could cost around $20 billion. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen because...
I mean, they got it, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they got it, but it's just... I don't like the consolidation of the gaming industry, you know? Call me a purist.
There's a lot of things. A lot of game things in the gaming industry we don't like.
This is definitely true. We ain't stopping. But
touch on a bit of that later.
Huh?
Touch on a bit of that later.
Yeah.
What we don't like. Yep.
I just, you know, feel like, you know, after reading that first article about the monthly active users and, you know, really kind of, you know, again, Call of Duty and Overwatch.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What else, man?
Warcraft, like, Diablo.
Yeah, like all of that would be. And I think in that article it said, you know, they still would be smaller than EA in terms of like publishers.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Still, yeah.
Still, man. Yeah. I don't think Sony would buy 2K though, but you know,
we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they should buy like multiple. They're gonna buy one for a lot, but
like, do you have an example of some that you would buy like multiple smaller? Like, are you talking about like indie companies or just like?
Nah, just Japanese.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Square Enixes and the Capcoms.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe one day it'll be, you know, the battle of Sony and Nintendo versus Microsoft. That would be wild.
That would be wild.
They joined forces like they were supposed to back in the early 90s.
Sony's too selfish for that, though.
This is true.
So far, honestly.
Yeah, Sony is not going to want to play fair.
Mm-mm.
But damn, that would be wild.
Do you imagine?
I mean, I didn't think Activision would ever be purchased. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like after Microsoft bought Bethesda, like I didn't think Activision or EA or Ubisoft, I thought they were too big to be purchased. Not too big in terms of cost, but just I didn't think they would, you know, agree to sell their company. So but money talks.
Sir. Yeah. Speaking of the acquisition of Activision Blizzard, yes. New characters coming to our favorite game ever this week.
Yeah.
I'm excited. His name is Lifeweaver. He's a support character. I'm a support main, so.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm excited about him. And they're having a big rework, you know, whatever. It's like our fifth one. But season four has gonna have some balance changes, they quote unquote, and he's like the biggest thing to come out. And apparently they're going to do a support every other season now. So they're going to do a support, then a tank, then a support, then a DPS, then a support, then they're doing that.
Yeah,
they said the next support is going to be in season six, and they're going to go back to the formula of releasing somebody every season, I guess.
Yeah. So you know, this Lifeweaver character, what are your thoughts of that? You know, like you said, you are a support main and you do want to use him. Like, so what, you know, what is it about this character that makes you want to invest time, you know what I'm saying, and effort into learning? Is it his kit?
It's his kit, absolutely. He counters a lot. He has moves that can pull you out of, like, he wrap a bubble around you and pull you out of certain things. So if you're getting, like, knocked off the cliff, he could pull you back. If you're getting pinned, he could pull you out of that. Roadhog's hook, he could pull you out of that. Oh, basically, yeah, like, or if you get knocked in that little hole in Ilios, he could pull you out of that, I think. So I think that's cool. He's a real backline character. He could put platforms on the ground to lift either the enemy himself or the team. So Orisa does her all. She, you could just lift her up in the air and she could just do it in the air and not affect anybody. And you know, his healing seems good. He can dash like Mora, and but when he dashes, he heals himself. He's like a dope character, you know. But there's something else that came out about him.
What?
That he's the first pansexual character in Overwatch.
Yes, I did see that. And then also, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think we're about to say the same thing, but apparently Baptiste is part of the LGBTQ as well.
As someone a part of that community, how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like it's like representation? Do you feel like it's like pandering? Do you feel like, you know, it's just like checking off boxes?
That's a loaded question. Because this, when you say representation, and you know, I'm just, you know, I'm new to the lifestyle and everything. I just always knew what I was. But as now out. Homosexual, that this to me, and this is just my opinion, I can't speak for the community just like they can't. Right. I feel it's marketing. I feel Overwatch is a tricky one. I can name other things which I can get into in a minute, but right. Overwatch is one of those things where I don't read the comics. It doesn't have a TV show. It doesn't have a movie. It doesn't have this PvE thing that they said they were going to have.
What happened to that?
It doesn't have any lore to me. What's, they have those little random banters back and forth before you leave the base or whatever, but it's like, there's no lore. I'm like, I still like 50% of the time, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Right? You know, it's like some things be so random. I'm like, but you know, like this is, it's marketing. I don't feel it's pandering too much because it's not in my face. It's not like, you know, that's their identify, like Soldier's gay, Tracer's gay, Baptiste at minimum bi.
But how do you feel like just kind of like Baptiste, you know, this character, you know, we've been playing with for what, 2 years now, 3 years? You know, kind of like, you know, like you said, yeah, we don't read the comics, so. But it seems like that was a surprise to a lot of people. I haven't seen anyone being like, oh yeah, it's in like the comics.
Because it was out of the blue. It was like, okay. You know, I didn't know how to feel about it. I was just like, okay, he's gay, I guess.
It's similar like how they, you know, Soldier came out. Because Soldier...
Yeah, for what? He's not talking about no husband, no man, no boyfriend. He doesn't have any... Like Tracer, at least, she talks about her girlfriend and the... in her little openings or whatever, but he doesn't even mention anything of the sort. It's like they just did it just to do it, kinda. I don't know. That there felt like I just want to involve this. Like, to me, Overwatch isn't a representation for that community, for our community. It's like I can name other things, like Tell Me Why was a good representation for the trans community. Like when I see, if I'm looking at a TV show, reading a book, looking at, like, to me, it would be better representation if that wasn't their identifier. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like in old 90s movies, it would have been like, oh, there's Tiffany. She's the head cheerleader of the, she's the head captain of the cheerleading team. She's a bitch. Oh yeah, there's James. He's the gay guy of the school. And then they'll move on. Like that was their, that's not a personality trait. You know what I mean? Right, like I want to see... Like I said, Tell Me Why was a good one. Persona 2 had a character named June in there. He was a good, like, they had character development. They just so happened to be gay or be trans or bi or whatever, you know, the case may be. That to me is a good representation instead of randomly shoehorning, like, you know, the sassy gay friend. Like, that to me is pandering. That's insulting to me. But, you know, I would like to see like more. They're doing it now more so than what we had. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These days. Right. You know, it's representation is representation. It's just good representation, bad representation, no representation. There could be retroactive representation, right, meaning something like the original screenplay or original source material had this person as gay, and they just didn't do that in the movie or TV show, whatever the adapted thing is. Mm-hmm. It's so much. It's like a loaded question, but like to answer your question, I'm sorry that was long.
No, that was great, man. That was great.
The Overwatch thing to me is it is what it is. It's, you know, they made a character that, you know, hopefully they get, because if one community doesn't like this, another community will. You know what I mean? So if one community's bothered, another one's unbothered. So it's like Overwatch is just one of those things. There's no lore to it. It's nothing to it. It's just they are what they are, and they trying to have people. Like, well, I don't use Soldier for shit. I don't use any. Well, BAP, like, you know, I'm a BAP user. So I was like, oh, right, cool. Right. But, you know, personally, but like, I don't use Soldier. Oh, he's gay. Let me use him. No, I don't. Right. Like, I'm like, he is just is what it is.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, man. I appreciate your answer, man. You know, it was, you know, hopefully, you know, I didn't come across as
passionate.
Hopefully I didn't come across as rude for asking, you know.
No,
kind of wanted to know
that question,
you know,
needed to be asked, and I appreciate you asking it, because a lot of people don't, you know, like they see what it is on TV and don't really know what the deal is, or what, you know, they just feel how they feel about the situation instead of, you know, you trying to find out from the other side of the lens what it is actually like. Yeah, I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, dog, for sure, man. You know, you know, understanding, you know, is always beneficial for us, you know, as humans. So
It's the same as like Black representation, you know, and that's like, as a Black man, how do you, like, you have characters that are like the sassy one or whatever, but you actually have like intelligence, certain like Black kid, like from the Eternals, I forgot his name. Have you seen that trash Marvel movie? It was a Black guy on there. He was a smart one. He had like a character development. He was gay too. He was a gay Black man, but he was more than that. You know what I mean? So that's what I like. That's the type of representation I like.
You know? Okay. I feel you. I understand what you mean.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, bro. Like I said, appreciate the answer, man. You know, and, you know, it's, I haven't really, I think most of the time whenever you say you're going to use someone, like, I just be like, all right, well, I'm not going to use them, because you're going to be using them.
You got to use the shit out of Moira, though.
Nah, not really, though. You know,
Moira,
you'll never use Moira if I'm playing support with you, you know?
No, so, I wouldn't. Respect thing.
Yeah, so that's why I'd be like, you know, you're like, oh, I want to use him in Kiriko, too. It's like, all right, well, I'm not going to use him, so.
You know? We have two different tastes too on top of that, so that's like,
yeah,
it helps a bit. Yeah, yeah. I can't use Lucio for nothing.
Yeah, and I suck with Kiriko, and I'm sure it'll be a challenge for me to use Life Weaver, which is,
I'm not a fan of his name. Yeah, I'm not. It's not like a description. It's like Echo was created. Her name's cooler than than his. I don't know, but yeah. He's Thai as well. I thought that was cool and nice. That's the thing I love about Overwatch. Now, they, like, as far as like the culture and races and everything, that those are good representations. You know, because they speak in their language, their native tongue at times, and all that other stuff. So I think that's a fantastic representation. And they try to include everyone. It's like the United Nations. The
game. Yeah, Overwatch is definitely multicultural. But like you said, there's no lore, and so, you know, some of that stuff does kind of get lost, and you know what I mean, like, just, you know, you just having this character, you don't necessarily really know their background. Like, yeah, you saw the, you know, 3-minute movie that was put together at the beginning, but
I miss, you know, those little cinematic shorts or something.
I mean, they had one for Life Weaver.
No, like, I'm talking about like the Tracer versus the Widowmaker CG one. Yeah, nah, they had like this little storybook one.
They ain't making money like that no more.
I know, then Jeff's gone. Homie.
I'm sure they're making money more.
No, they're making money. Yeah.
But
in a different way.
Jeff's gone, yeah. So they probably not getting back at that. You feel me? So
that's unfortunate. Unfortunate. No, they have one for Kiriko.
Did they have a CG for Kiriko?
They did.
Oh, yeah. They did. Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like these characters, you know, so like every other one is going to be
probably support. That's what it sounded like. So, oh yeah, everyone is. I thought you meant every other one's going to have a CGI. Yeah, every other one's going to be a support. Yeah. It's a season six is going to be another one. So I would say Tank is probably going to be next because they have what, 1,000 DPS characters.
Wait, but don't they do a new character every other? Or are they? Because there was no character in season three, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kiriko was season two, wasn't she? Or was she season one?
When did Ramattra come out? Season two.
I think he was season two and Kiriko was
season one.
Season three, they took a break.
Her and what's the other? Sojourn were season one.
They were on the beta, though.
Yeah. Well, Kiriko wasn't, just Sojourn.
Yeah, her and Junker Queen.
Yeah, Junker Queen. Yeah, it's the other one. But still, you know, they're still new to season one. So we'll never get like three new characters. We'll just get one every other month. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it 60 days? How long is it?
Is it that long?
Something like that. It's like 2 months, bro.
As I'm probably going to play this in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Fucking shame, bro. That might be hooked again.
You know, he comes out
Tuesday.
When y'all hear this, it'll be the next day. It'll be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's out Tuesday the 11th. So
I'm excited.
I gotta work.
I do too, but check it out when I get home.
Michelle.
Sir. Nice. That is all I have for you today.
Sir, that is all I have as well. Appreciate speaking with you as always, my friend.
As always, it's such a pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much as well.
Appreciate
you. You know, you can catch your boys on all your favorite streaming platforms, Apple, Google, Anchor, etc. They have podcasts. Your boys are there. You can follow your boy Brian P. _83 on the Instagram and Twitter. You can follow yours truly at 9000 Moon Knight on Twitter and at Moon Knight 9000 on the Instagram. You can follow the show at ADIP Radio on Hive and Twitter. You can also follow us at All Day I Play Radio on the good old Instant of Grams. Sir, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you as well, sir. Appreciate you as well, man.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, y'all.